Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right. Here's to the second half of the show being better than the first half of the show.
A little inside baseball. Sometimes when we leave at the end of a show, Scott and I will look at each other and one of us will say, let's try to get it right tomorrow. And then one of us will joke, we'll probably fail. Well, we lived out that joke today. We lived it out hard.
Yeah, we did. Today was not as good as yesterday.
I despise talking about any of this, but the breaking news on CNN right now needs to be mentioned. There are new photos from Jeffrey Epstein's estate, and man, there are some notable faces in those photos. Was that Woody Allen that I just saw there?
That was Woody Allen? Yes, it was.
Heavily featured.
By the way, none of these photos indicate that they did anything wrong.
They're just there.
But what they did do is spend time with the world's most notorious pedophile and sex trafficker. Here's a story from NBC News. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee today released a second batch of images from the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's estate. The images include pictures of Epstein with a number of high-profile figures, including, among others, Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, Bill Clinton, former Clinton Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates,
yes.
Woody Allen, billionaire entrepreneur Richard Branson, and Alan Dershowitz, the prominent attorney. They appeared among 19 photos out of a production that contains more than 95,000. Can we touch on that for just a moment? Who takes 95,000 pictures?
Do you want me to answer that truthfully?
Do you want to know how many photos I have in my photo bank right now?
Go ahead.
They're my emotional support photos. I don't delete any of them ever. How do I find that, Sam?
You scroll all the way to the bottom.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a while.
Okay.
23,413.
For the love of God in heaven, I have 3,000.
People like to document these things when they like to use those documents later to maybe sway the opinion of someone.
By the way, yeah, that's a good point.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. That makes perfect sense. In one of the pictures, and I heard a commentator on CNN say, who takes a picture of themselves with a buddy sitting at a desk? There's the picture right there.
Yep.
Steve Bannon and Jeffrey Epstein sitting at what appears to be Jeffrey Epstein's desk in his office.
Oh, and there's a selfie.
Also, They said, zoom in. There is a framed photograph on Jeffrey Epstein's desk of what appears to be a sedated woman.
Are you kidding me?
I am kidding you not. A woman who appears to be unconscious or sedated, which I guess is the same thing.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Right there on the desk. Tell me, anybody who's been in his office, that you didn't know. That you did not know.
Oh, sure enough. That's an 8.5 by 11, too.
You see it?
Yeah, it takes up the entire corner of his desk.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to zoom in.
Says Congressman Robert Garcia of California, these disturbing photos raise even more questions about Epstein and his relationships with some of the most powerful men in the world. We will not rest until the American people get the truth.
Also, Segway inventor Dean Kamen, whoever that is.
The inventor of the Segway.
Wow.
Can we just get the truth?
No.
Please?
That's not happening.
And you know why? There are too many powerful men who will kill anyone.
Yeah.
Who tells the truth.
Well, that's not even it.
What is it, Sam?
Whoever has control of these files, and I'm sorry to go all Hollywood conspiracy on you, but whoever has control of these files is the one that's really pulling the strings. They hold the purse to the most valuable blackmail file on the planet. You think they're going to give that up?
I just saved this photo to my desktop because I'm even from afar, you guys, you can sort of see like it looks like legs. And I'm going to zoom in now.
Sam, describe what you see in this 8x11 photograph that is on Jeffrey Epstein's
desk. Are those her legs? And you're right, that's an 8x10.
That is a very large photo. You can see what appears to be a woman laying on her right side on what appears to be a couch, clothed, thankfully, with her legs strewn forward.
Like dangling. Why would you have that on your desk, weirdo?
Because you're a pedophile. And a weirdo.
Oh, I see the black box has her face. I thought I created that black box.
No,
there's a black box in front of her face to hide her identity.
Redacted, we'll call it.
Okay, that's enough of that.
I'm telling you.
It's Friday, I don't want to talk about it anymore, but gross. Have fun in hell.
I can't wait for somebody to interview Steve Bannon.
I've said it before. Weirdo. If you think that Ghislaine is the one that holds the strings in this puppet show, you are wrong.
Well, she brought the girls to him. For that, she should
just
run
so
now.
Happens to be the worst puppet.
Ghislaine Maxwell will be commuted or pardoned before the end of the current president's term.
I don't think you're wrong.
And I'm not saying necessarily that he did anything wrong. What I'm saying is he has friends who probably did.
Now, what I want to see, and I'm sorry I say this every time we talk about this.
And let me finish. The pardon or commutation will be in exchange for her keeping her big trap shut.
I don't think she needs.
I hope they release her. She'll be dead in a week.
Yeah.
She'll be dead in a week. I'm going to tell you right now.
Wow, Dana.
She is safer behind bars.
In Club Fed.
In Club Fed than she ever will be on the streets of some other. She can't live in the United States.
Is she?
That's a good point too, Sam.
Yeah, Epstein was behind bars.
Yeah, you're right.
Epstein was, and man, the cameras just didn't work, and the guy who was supposed to watch his cell
was on Macy's.com.
Oh, and he was on suicide watch all the way up until the day that he committed suicide.
Oh, they gave a guy on suicide watch bed sheets. Weird.
Mm-hmm. Text line, where can I find the pictures? You don't want to, but literally any
major
just
website.
Google new Epstein photos. Mm-hmm. The one on his desk is a whopper.
And before anybody accuses us of being political, let me assure you, yes.
People on both sides of the aisle are sitting right there.
Yes, Donald Trump and Steve Bannon are in some of these photographs. So's Bill Clinton and Larry Summers. Okay? So's Bill Gates. This isn't politics.
Bill Gates.
This isn't about politics. This is about young girls being trafficked and raped by powerful men in America. And for whatever reason, there are certain people who don't want you to find out. I'll get off my soapbox. Sam, please make your point.
I don't remember what my point was, but okay. I finished the Diddy documentary last night.
Oh, God, Sam, there's so much great content out there. Why do you go home and watch that slime?
Because 50 Cent got every piece of self-recorded footage of Sean Diddy Combs that you would possibly ever need to see to know the true caliber of that man.
There's a comedian that did Josh Johnson, one of our favorite comedians, did a thing on it, and he just keeps saying over and over again, how did they get the video from inside a hotel room where Diddy is on the phone with his attorneys talking strategy ahead of the trial?
So I did some more digging on that because, you know, me and my rabbit holes. He hired the film crew on the pretense that it was going to be his comeback story. And so you see, if you watch the documentary, and sorry if this is a spoiler, but we know that he's a horrible person. He just continually says to the camera, like, God told me to do it all. I'm here all for God. Like, weirdly, everything's about God all of a sudden in his life. And the reason he hired the documentary crew is because he thought he was going to beat the charges and he was going to put this documentary out there to bring his name back to the music mogul that he was and not the weirdo that they're trying to portray me as.
Well, let's be honest. He all but did beat the charges.
That's true.
What's he going to go to prison for? 4 years? 5 years? He got away. Let me rephrase. He was acquitted of the two most serious charges against him.
Yeah.
And he was convicted of the two least severe charges against him. He did get away with it.
But when
he's a despicable human being.
When he went to jail, and again, this is all hearsay. Nobody's confirmed it because 50 Cent obviously won't confirm it. But when he went to jail, the payment didn't go through, let's say, to the documentary film crew because the whole documentary idea of my comeback story no longer existed. Somebody else paid that film crew.
Yep, somebody
also,
did.
I did love Josh Johnson's bit about, you think you hate things.
Yeah.
You think you hate olives. You love olives compared to how much
he hates,
hates Diddy.
All right. Hey, we really need your help with Coats for Kids, folks. We got about, what are we looking at here? 7 days left. So if you can give us a hand, we could really use it to put warm coats on the backs of kids here in Kansas City. Just go to our website, kmbz.com. Click on the Coats for Kids logo. That'll take you to a safe and secure website where you can make a donation. $25 buys a new coat for a child here in Kansas City. $50, obviously, we get two. For children here in Kansas City. Or you can text the word, and it's one word, KMBZ Coats, KMBZ Coats, to 44321.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Can I ask the dumbest question in the world?
Wouldn't be the first time.
What is taking this jury so long?
I'm telling you.
Sam,
I tried to tell you.
This is the Brian Walsh case.
Tell us what?
This is the Brian Walsh case in Massachusetts where he is charged with killing his wife.
Mother of three.
He's already pleaded guilty to dismembering her body, but denies that he ever killed her, even though he looked up things online that would indicate that he probably did.
By the way, you missed this, Sam, during a break.
Yeah.
The defense tried to tell the jury with a straight face that proof that he didn't kill her is because while he did do all of these awful Google searches about how to hide a body, mm-hmm. when is the life insurance collectible?
Can a body decompose in plastic?
Yeah. Can I put bleach on a hardwood floor? They've waived that. Yes, he did search all of those things, but he did not Google search, how do I kill my wife?
Right.
That was their defense in their closing. Well, yeah, he did look up how do you dismember somebody if you have to, but he never Googled, how do I kill my wife? They have not proven their case that he killed her.
Hmm. Interesting.
It is.
They didn't present any evidence that he did. Not a single piece of evidence was submitted that directly said he killed her.
He dismembered his wife's body.
I don't disagree with that. And I'm not defending this man. Please don't think I'm defending this man. But to put my lawyer hat on for a second, which I'm not, but I like to play one on the radio, they didn't present a single piece of evidence backing the idea that he killed this woman.
So if you're on the jury,
they're back from recess and they want to look at exhibit number 97.
But that's the hacksaw.
You think?
I think that the defense saying, go ahead and plead guilty to dismembering her body, may have been one of the
strategically brilliant,
smartest, decisions they could have ever
made.
Because,
Sam, they knew they could not put him on trial with any explanation about the hacksaw. And he's on like 9 different surveillance cameras by the way, with one of their sons. He took one of the little boys into Home Depot.
He wanted to show him what he's going to cut mommy
up with. It is beyond the pale. And Twitter is just in a tizzy with why this is taking so long.
It's been 4 hours. I've seen jurors come back in half the time on much more complicated cases.
People are saying that are in the actual legal profession that the concern is that television has done this to people where you tend
to
think
the CSI effect.
Instead of reasonable doubt, mm-hmm. there's absolutely to me no doubt in this case. But instead of reasonable doubt, they think that means proven.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, not presenting a defense also may have been one of the best defensive legal strategies ever for this case. They basically said, you didn't prove what we did.
Oh, my God.
See,
the jury has gone home for the weekend.
There you go. Trying to milk one more lunch out of it.
Yeah. At least get a breakfast.
Wow.
I tried to tell you guys it wasn't as open and shut as you were making it out to be.
Yes, it is! Who says?
I don't disagree with you.
I don't know how she died. I'm not going to tell you when she died. I'm not going to tell you where she died. But I didn't do it.
This is as open and shut as the plastic bag he put her torso in, Sam.
Again, I don't disagree with you.
Deliberations are to resume Monday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Oh, my God.
And the fact that they're even telling the jury to deliberate first degree makes it even more difficult.
Well, they do have a lesser included of second.
Also makes it difficult.
Huh. Okay.
Again, you didn't present a single piece of evidence to tell the jury that he killed her. That also means you didn't present a single piece of evidence to tell the jury that he killed her on purpose.
How do you explain when can I cash in on the life insurance?
Mm-hmm.
That is a reasonable, not reasonable. Let me back that one up. That could be explained by the whole theory of I found her dead. And he is cash poor because he owes $500,000 or million or whatever it was.
And your first thought is, I'm not going to call 911. Mm. I'm not going to call her family. Mm. I'm going to start Googling when I can cash in. The body wasn't even cold. Unbelievable. I cannot believe they are going home for the weekend. For shame.
We have an update out of the Panasonic plant in DeSoto. This from KCTV. Turns out there were shots fired at the Panasonic plant. However, those shots came from police. There was some sort of disturbance, we'll call it. When law enforcement arrived, they found a victim that had multiple stab wounds. They tended to the victim and began searching for the suspect. After a brief interaction, officers opened fire on the suspect. The suspect was pronounced dead at 11:25 this morning.
So where did the story come that there were no shots fired?
That there were no shots fired from an individual.
A police officer is an individual.
Right. I think the idea was, based on the initial reports, you could have assumed that there was some sort of workplace mass shooting in the works. And I think that they put that out there to say, that's not what's happening.
Okay.
All right. We have Festivus Friday coming your way in 30 minutes. The airing of the grievances. Dana gets the honorary first one every week. And Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Just go to Q39KC.com.
All right, can we talk about the Chiefs game just for a minute? It's going to be 8 degrees for tailgating with that feels like temperature of -2.
Hell yeah, that's some football weather right there.
Are you going to go, Sam?
If I can get tickets cheap enough, yeah.
Oh, you will be able to find tickets.
I'm intensely broke right now, so.
You will be able to find tickets.
You're intensely broke?
Yeah, man, Christmas decor is expensive.
Oh, listen to you.
I had to look at Mary Beth the other day, and I said, you can do whatever you want to, but I am on an as-need basis for spending money for the next 3 months.
As needed. I bet, let me take a stab at this here, Scott, that your as needed basis is different than most women's as needed bases.
That's why I looked at her and said, you can do whatever you want.
Yep.
Here's what I'm doing, and I'm not spending money on anything.
Hang on. Let's rewind to Christmas decor.
Yeah.
What have you done? I mean, because here's the Christmas decor at my house.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We have the tree.
Right.
All right. We have a little stuffed knitted pillow, and by little I mean 3 inches by 5 inches, very small, that hangs off of one of the cabinet door handles in the living room that my mom knitted. So, you know, it's kind of traditional Christmas stuff like that. And we have a wreath on the front door, a Christmas style wreath. That's it. What kind of decor, Dr. Rick, have we placed in our new casa?
We were gifted 2 wreaths that have lights on them. Those are hanging up on our upstairs balcony doors because we have 2 of those.
Good.
We have a fake Christmas tree at the top of the stairs that was also gifted to us. Thank you to Mary Beth's grandmother who decided she didn't need those anymore.
Let's get into the stuff that you paid for.
Mm. Christmas tree, $60. Lights for the tree, I don't even remember.
$20?
Way too much. No, probably like $50. For 2 strands of lights. Ornaments were about $50. The garland that is hanging across our mantle that we needed to have was about $50.
You needed that garland?
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking me if I needed it?
That's what I'm saying.
Or if we needed it.
Got it.
I did not need any of it.
I put up Christmas lights for the first time in my life.
That's a stretch.
No, well, how do you know?
Because you showed me.
I decided, I said, I'm going to do something this year for our home, and I'm going to go put up Christmas lights while Johnny was messing with the tree.
On the exterior of the home?
Well, interior, but they look exterior, like sort of on the front inside.
Like I said, it was a stretch.
And so I asked him for electrical tape, and he does not, he just doesn't say a word. He goes, you want electrical tape? And I said, yes. I said, do we have a lot of it? He goes, we do. And I said, give it to me. I'm going to go do it. And he goes, okay. And he doesn't say a word.
Let me see a picture.
I used almost an entire roll of electrical tape.
What?
And I just went every other, you know, one and taped the cord part of the light right there. It looks really, really good, doesn't it? And I went with colorful lights that we inherited from his grandmother.
Okay, from outside of your home.
Looks amazing.
It looks very pretty.
Yes.
What does it look like on the inside?
Like an electrical tape explosion.
Are they still suspended?
And I, well, there you go. You had to go and ask. Because I was just waiting.
The important details. No, I'm a reporter.
We're sorry.
He did not say a word to me. He just said, honey, it looks really nice. And I said, would you like to come out and measure them? He's measuring person. And he goes, no, nope. I'll just be here tomorrow to put them back up when they fall. So I come home the next day and I go, aha, I see my lights are still up. And he goes, yes, because I went back out and put nails where the nails belong. So now it's been done twice. But I've never had lights on a house. It looks good.
Really?
No, uh-uh. I was always, I don't want to say I'm bah humbug, but it's $500 or $600 to pay somebody to do that at the house.
So
at the old house.
My guy, and I always think this is very expensive.
That had peaks and roofs and dormer windows. And so
we have them on the lower level.
The eave.
Roof.
Yeah.
And then the upper level roof. And they come out every year. And it's like the neighborhood guilts you into putting these things
I up. Know.
And here's what I mean by that. In my little niche neighborhood of Gray Oaks, there's probably, I'd say, 110 houses, about 100 houses. There is only one house in our little corner of the subdivision.
One that does not
that
have.
That does not have lights. And so when we moved out.
And it's yours?
No. When we moved out, the previous owner, the Timmons, they left us, I mean, this guy, Mr. Timmons, I'm not going to say his first name, an absolutely brilliant homeowner. He's much smarter than I could ever imagine to be. I mean, insulated that house perfectly. He left us with like a check sheet.
Oh, yeah.
Of everybody, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Here's who does this. Here's who does that. Blah, blah, blah. And he put on there, you know, the Christmas light company. So, first year, I like you, Dana, I had never had lights on my house.
Nope.
You know, when I lived in Roland Park, never put a light up, ever. Not one. But when you move out into this neighborhood.
You get guilted into it.
I mean, you're driving home, and it's like you're driving home in the daylight. It's so bright. Every house is lit up. So we're like, we'll do it. $350. And you got to pay them up front.
And then they do it every year?
Yeah, so the $350 is for, you have to put the light, you have your own lights, okay? You have to put the lights out front on the front porch with the check inside of it for $350. And then they'll put them up, and then they'll come back in January and take them down and put them back in the box for you. And the $350 includes install and takedown. But the neighborhood almost guilts you into putting up. I couldn't give a damn if my house has lights on it or not.
My neighborhood is very depressing.
No lights?
The wreaths on my doors are the most lights.
In the neighborhood?
on my block. Yeah. It's pretty sad.
Wow.
We thought about going all out. Like, we have a couple of evergreen trees in the yard that we were going to wrap. And then, yeah, we hit a point where we're like, no more.
The nice, lazy thing about having someone come and do it, and we never did it when I lived in Leawood. It was way higher than that, Scott. Those are tall houses.
So's mine, though.
I know. Yeah, yours is too. I think it's because it's that gouge pricing. You know what I mean?
Mm. He lives in Western Shawnee.
Please, it's no Leawood.
Okay, wow. Y'all need to simmer down in there.
Please. No, the only reason we never did it was because it was so expensive, and I refused to feel guilted into doing it for 3 weeks. That just seems like to,
what are you talking
and then
about?
To go out and do the ladder and put it up there. I was never doing that.
There's no way.
So this is a nice little happy median where there's a few lights. We're down a roll of electrical tape. But generally, it looks really good if you squint from about a half a block away.
Like my neighbor Ryan, I was pulling out of the driveway during Thanksgiving week, and he's up on a ladder putting up lights way up at the top. I would have an anxiety attack.
Oh, yes.
I would be off of that. I would be like that guy in the commercial. Are you calling from a ladder? Well, I was. Because I would be face planted in the yard, dead.
I'm still looking for some lights. If I can find some cheap, I will hang them up, but yeah.
You're not afraid to get way up on a ladder like that?
Oh, no. I'm very comfortable up that high.
Hell no.
So anyway, back to the beginning. Yes, if I can find tickets, I will gladly go freeze my butt off at Arrowhead Stadium.
Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites.
I'm a big cold game guy. Wait, we're favorites?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, since when? Since we know we don't have any people to play
it
anymore?
It says right here, as of Friday, December 12th, I believe that's today, yes. The Kansas City Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites over the L.A. Chargers for their Week 15 matchup.
I'd have to figure that weather weighs into that a lot.
All right. Well, if you want to go and take your little piece of cardboard and your
that
hand warmers.
That just sounds miserable to me.
Sounds like a party to me.
Oh, God. Would you drag Mary Beth to that game?
We were at the Miami Dolphins game, the coldest playoff game in Arrowhead history.
When it was like 4 degrees outside?
With wind chills below 18 below, yeah.
Oh, my God. Weren't you at that game, too?
I was at that game with Taylor, who was seated 4 rows behind us. And I took my cardboard from my freezing feet, stole someone's Sharpie, went into the bathroom and made her a sign that said, thank you for cardigan, and turned around and showed it to her.
Why was it necessary to take the board into the bathroom? Why couldn't you just do it at your seat?
We were all shoved right in there.
Mm.
Yeah. And you know, in games like that, Sam, you only use the restroom once because you are layered upon layer. I mean, it takes 30 minutes just to undo and redo. I had long johns. I had Carhartt things.
That's why you gotta be a guy.
Hunter wear. I was literally dressed as if I was going out to shoot caribou in Alaska.
I just unzipped the bibs and let it go. You know what I mean?
Ugh, you man.
It is good to be a man. We have Festivus Friday coming your way in 15 minutes. It is. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, reel it in. I'm not going to say what it was, but something happened earlier in the show. Not one of our prouder moments, and we are still laughing about it during the commercials.
I'm going to have a dream about it tonight.
Oh, my God. Failure to get a proper night's rest could send you to the big sleep faster. In a new study published this week, researchers from Oregon Health and Science University found that far more than diet, exercise, or loneliness, sleep quality stood out as a primary predictor of life expectancy, second only to smoking. Quoting here from Dr. Andrew McHill, who was the senior author of the study, "I did not expect it to be so strongly correlated to life expectancy. We've always thought that sleep is important,
yeah,
but this research really drives that point home. People really should strive to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep if at all possible."
Oh, I shatter that.
Over a third of adults fail to get the recommended 7 hours of sleep each night. 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from chronic sleep disorders. Huh.
I probably get about 7.
Yeah.
I definitely get 8.
I can't sleep in anymore.
Why?
When I started getting up early, it sticks. Like, even on a weekend, I'll be like, okay, I don't have anything to do this
morning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I love sleeping.
This morning, I was up at 5:30. No reason whatsoever.
Well, I got up at 5:30 because...
You're an old man, Sam Stevie.
T's alarm goes off at 5:30 on weekdays, but, you know, she'll get out of bed, and then I'm just right back at it.
And if I force myself to go back to bed, it gets weird.
Why?
I start having dreams. I go down rabbit holes in my brain about everybody hating me.
Oh, my God.
It's fun. It's a good time.
He just gets up.
So, yeah, I just get up and get moving.
Because people don't hate you when you're awake.
Exactly. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I can convince myself of that, but not at the beginning.
Sam, I love you, man.
I know. I need therapy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm gonna go get it.
I think you would really enjoy it, Sam. I really do.
Says the woman who went to 3 therapy sessions and then quit.
Yeah, they fixed me. Hello. They're like, you are fine. What are you even doing here? And I'm like, right?
Because they fixed me.
Okay.
You didn't even go to a psychologist. You went to a life coach.
Who coached me about my life?
Okay.
I'm like, what am I even doing here? And they're like, we wondered the same thing.
Okay. Okay. Previous research has shown that prolonged sleep loss can lead to several health problems, including high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, stroke, obesity, and depression.
I used to really struggle with it. I used to not be able to fall asleep. I used to have the TV on to fall asleep. I getting up before 9 a.m. was something that was not even in my vocabulary. But once I made that change and quite frankly, started eating right and doing more physical activity. And that's right, text line. I got to get up and get the leaf blowing.
Yeah. Oh, read the text about the person who offered you their Christmas lights.
Somebody, very kind texter, thank you so much, and I still might take you up on it. But I was reading this text about how they've got all these Christmas lights they don't want anymore and how they were offering them to me. And they were like, yeah, we can meet up. I'll get them to you. And then the follow-up text said, it'll be a public place. I promise. I won't jump you or steal your car. Okay. I don't really want the lights anymore. Nope. I wasn't worried about that.
That sounds like a Dana reply. I'm not a weirdo. Yeah. I would believe that. No, that sounds like a normal person, Sam. That's someone actually saying I'm normal.
If you feel the need to shout I'm not crazy,
then they're crazy.
I'm pretty sure you're crazy.
I disagree.
If you tell me you're not going to jump me or steal my car, you're planning to jump me and steal my car.
People that are going to do that aren't going to tell you they're not going to do that. They're just going to do that. You know what I mean.
Dana, I don't think anybody knows what you mean. We're going to do Festivus Friday here in just a minute. Sam has just opened up every phone line. If you've got a grievance, you've got to get it off your chest before the weekend gets here. This is your chance. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Fill them up, or Dana starts reading from Leviticus when we get back. Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.